This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Donald Trump is absolutely panic-stricken as his entire world is collapsing. Look, I'm not complaining about that. Donald Trump's stock is crashing even more, was down another 8% on Wednesday. Donald Trump's polls are crashing. The latest Ipsos Reuters poll shows President Biden up by about 4 points, and that's something consistently we're seeing across all of the new polling coming out. Also, Donald Trump's attempt at trying to delay the Manhattan District Attorney criminal trial from proceeding on Monday is also crashing as well. Donald Trump filed not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, but 10 motions, emergency motions with either the trial court judge or the appellate division. And on Wednesday, he filed his 10th emergency appeal under Article 78 to try to block the Manhattan criminal trial from taking place on Monday. That was denied by the appellate associate justice. So Donald Trump, now you see him when he was out and about. He was in Atlanta, Georgia on Wednesday. His face was dripping with sweat, orange grossness. It was so odd. But let me show you what Donald Trump was saying. First, Donald Trump was asked a question and he responded that he thinks that states should be permitted to punish, criminalize, lock up doctors who provide reproductive care to women. Play this clip.
Question. You answered some questions about abortion, but do you think a doctor should be punished who perform abortions?
I'll let that be to the states. You know, everything we're doing now is states and states' rights. And what we wanted to do is get it back to the states, because for 53 years it's been a fight. And now the states are handling it. And some have handled it very well, and the others will end up handling it very well. And those are the things that states are going to make a determination about. Okay?
You know, when you look at some of the other media headlines who want to ignore him saying that and go, oh, well, Donald Trump said that he doesn't agree with what they're doing in Arizona. Donald Trump is the cause of Arizona rejuvenating or crushing its people, but reviving an 1864 law that criminalizes all abortion. That's because of Donald Trump. Here, Donald Trump says that people are very happy with him right now. He says that people are very, very happy, and his statement was perfect. He made the perfect statement when it came to women's reproductive rights. Play this clip.
Individual people that have their own agenda, people are very happy with my statement on abortion. And you'll see it'll work out. Everything about abortion, it was all about bringing it back to the states.
Donald Trump, stay the hell away from women's reproductive rights. You hear me? You have been found liable for sexually assaulting a woman. You're on tape bragging about sexually assaulting women. We know who you are, and you are the one responsible for this. You've said before frequently that women should be punished who seek reproductive care. We actually have the tape. Play the clip.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Then in Atlanta, Donald Trump says it's incredible that he overturned Roe. It's an incredible thing, he says. He wants everyone to know how incredible he is for taking away women's reproductive rights and setting America back 50, 100 years. Play this clip.
So for 52 years, people have wanted to end Roe v. Wade to get it back to the states. we did that. It was an incredible thing, an incredible achievement. We did that, and now the states have it, and the states are putting out what they want.
And then it's not a Donald Trump freak out if he doesn't inject anti-Semitism into it. And then Donald Trump says that if Jews don't support him, then they hate their religion. Well, let's be very clear. The Jewish community still, when you look at the polling data, supports Democrats by about 40 more points than Republicans. By the way, when you looked at a lot of, have you seen some of the new Pew Research polling data, which is the gold standard, which actually also shows that Gen Z and young voters have increased their support towards the Democratic Party. I wonder why, as the Republican Party's got Marjorie Taylor Greene doing like weird gymnastics and MAGA Mike Johnson taking away IVF rights. I wonder why the younger generation is repulsed by these MAGA Republicans as Donald Trump is just a walking poster of wannabe fascism loserville. I wonder why. But, you know, the Pew Research data also reflects that there's all this, all the bogus things we've been hearing about. This is going to be such a massive realignment in terms of Black and Hispanic voters. The Pew Research poll says that's not the case. And again, I don't want to dwell on or go into the depths of the polling. I want to make sure everybody understands the facts and issues. So here, without further ado, here's Donald Trump saying that if Jews don't support him, then they're not really Jewish. Play this clip.
And any Jewish person that votes for a Democrat or votes for Biden should have their head examined.
The world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workout, sleep, and even stress management. I love it. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning and you'll know what's going on with your metabolism, whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. Then Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for the day based on your measurements. How cool is that? You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals so you know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. Your metabolism is your body's engine. It's how your body turns the food you eat into fuel that keeps you going. Because your metabolism is at the center of everything your body does, optimal metabolic health translates to a bunch of benefits, including easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, better sleep, etc. Lumen gives you recommendations to improve your metabolic health. It can also track your cycles as well as the onset of menopause and adjust your recommendations to keep your metabolism healthy through hormonal shifts so you can keep up your energy and stave off cravings. The key to metabolic health is something called metabolic flexibility, and that's where Lumen really shines. It refers to your body's ability to efficiently switch between using different fuel sources like carbs and fats. There are preferred times to use each and how well you can switch places you on the metabolic flexibility spectrum. After getting to know you through your breath, Lumen gives you metabolic flex scores that you can track and improve upon. I love it. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, go to lumen.me, that's lumen.me, and use the code MIDAS, MEIDAS, to get $50 off your Lumen. That's lumen.me and use the code MIDAS at checkout. Get that $50 off. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode. Donald Trump then posting at 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning, things like this. The White House thugs should not be allowed to have these dangerous and unfair Biden trials during my campaign for president. It's a bunch of other whiny things, but I'm not going to read it to you. It's just so whiny. It just annoys me. If you want to read it, go read it. But it's just a bunch of whiny capital letter stuff. Make America great again. Then he next post, he goes, kill FISA. It was illegally used against me and many others. They spied on my campaign. He's, spreading the conspiracies about his 2016 campaign. And then he attacks, he goes, former vice president, thank you, President Trump. Mike Pence has been doing a lot of talking about abortion lately. I mean, this guy is, Who writes like that? Who talks like that? Who behaves like that? Oh, by the way, I'm not sure if you heard this about one of Donald Trump's campaign officials in New Hampshire. This news was breaking and despicable that this is happening. Let me just pull it up right here. Here's what we learned about one of Donald Trump's campaign officials in New Hampshire. Donald Trump's New Hampshire campaign chair threatened to kill his colleagues in a shooting spree, murder the department chief, and rape the chief's wife. Here's the Trump campaign's response. Quote, his future with the campaign has not been determined. Peter Henline, a DeSantis supporter, writes, Trump's first criminal trial is starting on Monday. He is trying everything imaginable to stop it, and nothing is working. It is happening. People who worked for him are going to testify under oath that he committed crimes, and that will damage him. There's a photo of Donald Trump. Look at this guy. This is so pathetic. NBC News reports that President Biden is building a behemoth of a campaign. Trump at this point seems to be playing catch up. I don't know what Trump seems to be playing at all, actually, whether it's catch up or just become a whiny loser every single day. And so on the one hand, while you have Donald Trump just utterly freaking out, sweaty, orange-faced, panic mode, you've got President Biden posting just very sensible, normal things like President Biden posted. When we want to know what's in our food, we read the label. What if every good and service had that level of transparency? Starting today, my administration is requiring big internet providers to display labels that include prices, fees, speeds, and other critical information. Here's President Biden posting about how it's a video of himself saying that healthcare should be a right. Play this clip.
Bernie and I have been doing this work for a long time. I know we don't look it, but we've been doing it a long time. But at any rate, what we know, we've made historic progress in the last 3 years. $35 for insulin for seniors, $35 a month for inhalers, for asthma, $2,000 a year total cap on costs for seniors. We're lowering the cost of some of the most expensive prescription drugs for seniors. And what I want to do next, what we want to do next is these caps and costs for everyone, not just seniors. With Bernie's help, we're showing how healthcare ought to be a right, not a privilege in America.
Here's President Biden from earlier in the day talking about supporting our allies and standing with Ukraine. Play the clip.
The war in Ukraine comes on by the House leader allowing a vote. There's overwhelming support for Ukraine among the majority of Democrats and Republicans. There should be a vote now.
Here's President Biden talking about having a plan to deal with inflation, actually doing the hard work. Play the clip.
We have a plan to deal with it, whereas the opposition, my opposition, talks about two things. They just want to cut taxes for the wealthy and raise taxes on other people. And so I think they have no plan. Our plan is one I think is still sustainable.
One of the things I want to mention, you know, I am not one to talk about polls, but I do want to show this for a reason, though. So Polymarket, which is one of the kind of gambling sites that Donald Trump posts frequently on his social media platform to try to say that the odds makers say that he's going to win. They now have President Biden winning by significant margins in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Nevada, and Arizona being very, very close. So even Donald Trump's own preferred odds maker has Donald Trump getting wiped out now. And so as Donald Trump is now approaching the Manhattan District Attorney trial, you saw those normal posts and videos of President Biden, like, I just want normalcy. And on the other hand, you've got Donald Trump saying that he must have immunity for everything he did because that gave him the courage to do what had to be done. I mean, look at these videos he's making of himself. It's so weird. Play the clip.
He doesn't have immunity. He or she will be nothing more than a ceremonial president, rarely having the courage to do what has to be done for our country and to make our country great again. This is not what the founders had in mind at all. This is not what they wanted to think about. This is not where they wanted us to be. The founders wanted the president to have immunity so the president can feel free to make decisions. Hopefully, they'll be great decisions, but whether they are or not, a president of the United States has to have immunity.
Well, there you have it, folks. Tell me what you think in the comments. The guy's losing his mind. But I'm here for it with you. I'm here for it with you. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support. Have a good one.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.